Shortly after the first flight landed, staff and community members crowded into the Alaska Seaplanes office for cake and ribbon cutting. The office is in the former site of Pacific Wings, which closed last year. Alaska Seaplanes offers commuter service from its hub in Juneau to communities around Southeast, along with Whitehorse and the Yukon. Company co-owner Mike Stedman noted his family's long ties to Petersburg.
It's real special, like I say, for us to start service here in Petersburg and help connect, you know, the other communities of Southeast here. And you know, we've had a lot of people ask us over the years, when are we going to start going to Petersburg? When are you going to start going to Wrangell? And, you know, so here we are, you know, first day, first flight into Petersburg, and it's a real nice moment for us. So I really appreciate you guys showing up here.
His cousin and Sitka Republican State Senator Bert Stedman was on the inaugural flight from the capital city. He said the new connection will help in a region that's felt the state's budget crunch for ferries and airports.
We keep a pretty good eye on the airport funding and the amount of people coming and going in all our airports. So it's very nice to see additional trips with seaplanes into Petersburg. That all counts for people coming in and out and how we allocate dollars around airports so that it doesn't all end up north. It's going to make it a real nice enhancement to get from Petersburg to Juneau and back for more commerce, and then those that have family in Juneau, or like myself in Sitka, where my sister could make it easier to come over and see our mom in the Pioneer home, which is really difficult.
Stedman also noted the expansion of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's hospital in Sitka, where Native health patients from around the region receive their services. This twice-a-day link to Juneau will make for a quicker connection between Petersburg and Sitka compared to a longer layover required on Alaska Airlines. Petersburg also has that twice-a-day jet service from the larger airline as well. And other companies have tried the daily connection from Petersburg to Juneau but haven't seen that passenger demand. Alaska Seaplanes also flies out of Juneau to Cake, Klawock, Angoon, Hoona, Tenneke, Haines, Skagway, Pelican, and Elfin Cove. Alaska Seaplanes' first Petersburg flight Monday was on a Pilatus PC-12 airplane. They'll also be using Cessna Caravans. Those can all carry up to 9 passengers. Pilot John Cahill said it wasn't his first time landing in Petersburg.
I've been here a couple of times doing training, and yeah, not too challenging. It actually reminds me a lot of Juneau, just with the terrain and stuff, and you just got to keep track of all of what's going on and get to the runway safely.
Those flights go from Juneau to Petersburg and back twice a day, landing in Petersburg around 9:15 in the morning and 5:15 in the evening, and departing about 15 minutes later. Petersburg still has local travel mandates in place for screening and COVID-19 testing. The Emergency Operations Center is looking into what it can do for incoming passengers from this new service. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.